If you have your Bible today or another resource, the scripture is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's look together at verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. This scripture says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. Our Father, we're thankful today for the privilege it's ours to be in your house again, for your many blessings of life. We know that you're a great and wonderful God, and it's a privilege to be one of your children. It's an honor, God, to be here, Lord, with this thy people, and we just pray that you'd bless the things that have already been said and done, the lessons that were taught in Sunday school. We pray that they would be a challenge to us to live the kind of life that you want us to be. We're thankful for the worship team and for all that they have their preparation, for their talents, their dedication to this church. And we just pray that you'd bless them. Thank you, God, for all that they do for us. We're thankful, God, for all the people who came here today. It's a good crowd. We sense your presence and your power, and you just pray, God, that you'd speak to us through this message. Lead, God, and direct us in all that we do. In Christ's name we pray it. Amen. Now, I think that most of us are aware already, but I'll say it anyway. The holiday season is upon us. You can tell by the music that's being played, the ads on television, just a lot of things. This is a very busy time of the year. And certainly, you know, it's approaching very fast. Thanksgiving is, the big three is upon us, what one person said that I heard recently. Thanksgiving is only 4 days away. Christmas is just 5 weeks, basically, and then New Year's is just 6 weeks. And this is a busy time. It's a time for all of us that we're outside our normal routine. More is placed upon us. We travel more. We probably eat more. And I'll say this now in regard to the meal, we're going to have a meal. And don't watch me, because just do as I say and not necessarily as I do, okay? In all seriousness, it is a busy time. But let's remember this, it's also a time that we need to focus on our blessings, because we are blessed indeed. God has been very good to us. He has blessed us in three important ways: spiritually, physically, and financially. First of all, He's blessed us spiritually in that He loved us so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross, to be our substitute, to die for our sins, that we might be forgiven, that we might spend eternity with Him and walk with Him throughout our daily life. He has blessed us financially. Today, all of us have a lot of material things. We have plenty to eat. We have a warm bed to sleep in. We have a roof over our head. And we shouldn't just take these things for granted. We should appreciate them very much, because we haven't earned these things. They're all a blessing from God, and it's a privilege and a blessing that not all people enjoy today. They would gladly trade places with us financially in a moment's time. And then God has blessed us physically. I know that not everybody is completely whole, not everybody is completely well. They don't always feel good or strong physically. But still, God has blessed us in so many ways indeed. And I think that our focus, our thoughts, should be upon our blessings, upon the good things that happen to us in life, instead of the negative things, instead of the unfortunate things indeed. If we're not careful, we'll be kind of like a man once that I read about who was a sales manager for a large corporation. And he was very tough on everybody, all of his staff, but there was one person that he was especially tough on, because he felt that this guy could just not do anything right. He could not handle responsibility. He was not a good salesperson. He was just down on him all the time. And one day the manager was talking about this person, to his unfavorite person, I guess you would say, to his secretary, and he said, "You know, so-and-so over here," he said, "that guy is a loser. He can't do anything right. He's a poor salesman." He said, "If I give him a big task, he always messes it up. If I give him a simple task, he even messes that up." And he said, for instance, let me just tell you something. He said, he left for lunch about an hour ago, and I told him to bring me back a newspaper when he came back. Now, you just watch and see if he does it. Well, a couple of minutes passed, and sure enough, this man bolted through the door. He was all smiles. He was all excited. And he said, guess what? He said, while I was at lunch, I ran into one of our old customers who has not placed an order with us in several years, and said, I told him about our new line of products, and he has purchased, he has given me an order for over $500,000, and even gave me a check of $100,000 as earnest money. Well, the sales manager looked at him, and he saw his hand was empty, and he said to his secretary, he said, what did I tell you? He said, he did not bring me back that newspaper. Well, you know, that's funny in a way, but it describes us sometimes. We focus on the bad things of life so much that we forget about how blessed we are and how good that God has been to us indeed. And certainly, I'm not suggesting that any of us have an attitude that bad, but it's very easy, though, for us to forget how about God's blessings and God's goodnesses to us. We experience them each and every day. And I think that Thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude, would help us all to realize who we are and to whom we belong and from the source of all of our blessings. If we'll do that, we'll draw closer to Jesus Christ and to be the kind of people that God wants us to be indeed. Now, our first point is this. Giving thanks is our duty. It's our responsibility. And that is so very important. Our scripture for today says, in everything, or under all circumstances, give thanks. That means for the good things, and of course, when something good happens to us, we don't have any problem being thankful for that. If all of a sudden you came into a lot of money, if all of a sudden you got a big promotion at work or something like this, something good, something positive happened like this, we would say, Lord, thank you for all that you do for us. But how about when something negative, something bad happens to us? Are we grateful then? The reason the Bible says that we're to be thankful under all circumstances or in everything is simply this. Even the bad things that happen to us sometimes turn out for our good. Matter of fact, by God's power and by God's transforming power, the Bible says, for all things work together for good to those that love the Lord, to those that are called according to His purpose. So certainly that's why that we should be thankful, because, yes, we're thankful for God's blessings, we're thankful for those positive things that happen to us, but the troubles, the difficulties of life, God is able to change those things to a very positive thing that we might live the kind of life that He wants us to live. Philippians 4 and 6 says this, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. We're told in Psalms many times over to give thanks to the Lord, for His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth for all generations. And then in Hebrews 13 and 15 it says, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His holy and wonderful name. So, why are we to give thanks to God? Why are we to be so thankful? Does God need our thanks? No, He doesn't. But still, we must have an attitude of gratitude. We must be thankful because God doesn't need it. Now, He does want, He does desire our thanksgiving. He tells us to do it, but He doesn't need it as much as we need to give thanks to God. Because if we give thanks to God, we see things as they truly are. We see life from its proper perspective. We see God as the giver and us as the receiver. We see that even the things that we work for, even the things that we save for, even the things that we accumulate in life, all things, all good things come from God Himself, and we need to be appreciative of that indeed. And so we have nothing that we have not received. God is a very generous God. God is a very good God, and certainly we should appreciate that indeed. And without Christ as our personal Savior, Without the Lord forgiving us our sins, we have no hope. We have no we have nothing beyond this life except the things that the life gives us. But because of Christ, we ought to be thankful because He has died upon the cross that our sins might be forgiven, that we might spend all eternity with Him. And not only has God blessed us in sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior, God doesn't forget us once we're saved. He becomes our Heavenly Father. He continues to bless us. Each and every day we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He walks with us. He's present with us in every situation of life. And we are truly blessed indeed. So from the time for the things that God has done for us in the past, for the things that God is doing for us in the present, for the things that God has made possible for us in the future, we need to be thankful indeed. It is our duty. It is our responsibility. Second of all, to give thanks or to give thanksgiving must be our delight as well. Must be our delight. We must delight in doing that. Now, certainly when we look around at all the things that we have been blessed with, we ought to be excited to tell the source of our blessing. We ought not to find it difficult to say, these things I have because God has given them to me. I don't deserve them. I haven't earned them necessarily, but God is the source of all my blessing. And when we're excited about doing that, certainly we have the attitude that God wants us to have. We give a testimony of our faith. We say that it's in Him that we live and move and have our being. He is the source of all blessings indeed. Now, Psalms 105 and verse 1 says this, "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim His name, make known among the nations what He has done, sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of all of His wonderful acts, remember the wonders that He has done." So He's saying, get excited, be thrilled, take advantage of the opportunity of telling the world that God has blessed you and He's a good and gracious God, He's a loving God and a generous God. Psalm 105 that I just verse 1 I just read to you, that is a very long psalm, some 45 verses long. But throughout that psalm, the psalmist is saying that God has blessed us in so many ways. He's saying He's blessed Israel in so many ways. He said that it started out with a covenant that He made to Abraham many hundreds of years before that. He said He promised to Abraham if he would walk with Him, if he would do the things that He tells him to do, that He would bless him, that He would bless his name, that He would make of him a great nation. And God did that. It's saying constantly throughout this psalm. He's saying that God allowed them to be taken into Egypt to protect them, to prevent them from starving to death. They were there for some 400 years, but then once they were enslaved, God delivered them and took them to the promised land and made them a great nation and blessed them in many ways. And he says, you ought to be thankful for that. We ought to appreciate that. And if the psalmist is saying to people of the Old Testament that they needed to be thankful for God's blessings, how much more should we be thankful for? Because God has blessed us in the same ways. God has blessed us as a nation. God has blessed us as a people. But God has blessed us in an even greater the way that they knew about at that time, because He has sent to us His own Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, to die upon the cross, to suffer the penalty and the punishment that we deserved in order that we might have eternal life indeed. So constantly throughout this psalm, it's saying, praise the Lord. And God is to be praised. We should be delighted in praising Him and thanking Him for all that He has done for us indeed. Now, you know, thirdly, as we look at, first of all, our duty to give thanks to God and our delight in giving thanks to God, there's a couple of very important things that when we are thankful to God, when we give thanks to God, it does for us. First of all, it makes us a better person. A better person. A person that everybody will just respect more and like more and like to be around. People do not like to be around people who are selfish, who are conceited, who are, you know, think of only themselves, who are narcissistic and things like this. But when we give thanks to God, when we say that praise God from whom all blessings flow, praise Him all creatures here below, God is the giver of all the things that I've got, we express an unselfish attitude that just makes us a better person to be around, and it makes us very unselfish and aware of the needs of others as well as our own needs. You know, it's very easy sometimes to concentrate and get up and say, well, you know, Lord, I've got all kind of problems today, and I want you to bless me, and I want you to help me. And we have that privilege. That's good to know that God is always aware. But you look around, and you'll find that other people have problems too. Now, you don't have to look very far. You don't have to reach out to many. Everybody, all of God's children, so to speak, have problems. And when we focus upon ourselves and are not thankful for the blessings that we have a tendency to be selfish and unaware of the needs of others, but it makes us a much better person when we're thankful for the blessings that God gives to us. It's kind of like a story of a man once who was could best be described as just not a very nice person. You know, he was just did not have the qualities that he should have had that made him likable with many people. And he had been this way for most of his life. As a matter of fact, when he was young and dating the girl that he ultimately married, her parents did not like this young man. They even told their daughter, they said, listen, this is the kind of young man that you should not be seeing. We don't appreciate his attitude. He seems selfish. He seems conceited. He just seems to be not a very good person. And then when it, in spite of their warnings and so forth, it became obvious that they were becoming serious and wanting to get married. They warned their daughter again, we don't believe that this is the kind of person that will make you a good husband. But anyway, they married in spite of that. And sure enough, he did not turn out to be a good husband. He continued to be selfish. He was very demanding. He ruled the house with an iron fist. Just the kind of person that is very difficult to be around, and just nobody liked to be around him. But then one day, he, for some reason, and of course the providence of God, he attended a church service. And during that service, he heard the message of Jesus Christ. He realized that he was a sinner. He realized that he needed the Lord, his forgiveness. And so he went forward in the service and was saved, and he was transformed by God. And he became a brand new person. He was thankful for what he had. He became a very dedicated worker. He became a very good friend to other people. He reached out to those in need. He was thankful for God's blessings. And it made him a better husband. It made him a better neighbor. It made him a better co-worker. It made him better in every situation of life. And when we're thankful, when we're really appreciative, it will just make us a better man, woman, boy, or girl, the kind of person that God wants us to be. But more importantly, I think that not only will it make us a better person if we express our gratitude to God, it makes us a better Christian as well. It makes us a more mature Christian, a stronger Christian, the kind that God can use and want in life. And it draws us closer to God, and it also dismisses this, that deals with the sort of pride that we sometimes have that God despises. That's one of the things that God hates, the Bible says, is pride. But when we're thankful, we get pride out of the way and realize that we don't have anything among ourselves. We haven't accomplished anything. It is all through God Himself. And as we look around today, we're all surrounded by God's blessings. We really are. In so many ways, we're surrounded by God's blessings. God has given us so very much. You look at the physical things today. Look around at this building that we're worshiping in. We haven't always had it this good. God has given us this building. This building is valued. I think it took us $1.2 million. Is that correct, Ken? Something like that. But yes, $1.2 million. Very comfortable atmosphere that we're working, that we have to work. Praise God for the building that we have, because this is a blessing from God. God has given this to us, and praise His holy name. But more important than that we ought to appreciate is the fact that we're surrounded by people who love us and appreciate us. You're surrounded by your brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus today. They love you. They pray for you. When you hurt, they hurt. When you have problems, they have problems. When you have a need, they're there to help you with that need. They'll help you out. That is a blessing that we should not ever take for granted. And as we celebrate Thanksgiving Day, and we're going to start with a meal right after this service, one of the things that we'll have to do is simply this: kind of restrain ourselves a little bit, because it would be tempting to eat too much, will it not? I'm the same way. Again, I'm nothing wrong with overeating during the holiday season, but you know, it will not be, we'll sit down today and we'll have to restrain ourselves, because it will not be that we don't have enough to eat. And this is true with all the holiday meals. It won't be that we won't have enough to eat. We have too much to eat, and we'll have to restrain ourselves, as I said. Now, was the original Thanksgiving that way? When you read history, was when the pilgrims sat down and they were appreciative of the things that they had, and that's where, you know, Thanksgiving traces back to that. Did they have a lot to be thankful for? Did they have a bountiful table to sit down at? No, they just had the very basics. But in spite of the fact that they just had very little, they were greatly appreciative. Today, our problem is almost the opposite. They had little and they were very thankful for it. We have a lot and we're not as appreciative as we need to be indeed. But I think that we need to thank God for all that He has done for us. He has blessed us in so many ways. As I said, spiritually He has blessed us, and that's the most important thing. His Son, Jesus Christ, who died upon the cross. Not only has He forgiven us of our sins, He's present with us each and every day. He protects us from temptation. When we have needs, we can call upon Him. He is a great and wonderful God. He is our Heavenly Father. Jesus said this about Jerusalem. He said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you together as a hen doth her chicks." But He said, "You would not." But God loves us. God wants to bless us. And He has blessed us, and we must be appreciative. Now, in the New Testament, in the book of Luke, we find this story, and it's very important about an attitude of gratitude or being thankful. It's found in Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. And it's about a man who was who had somewhat of a questionable past. He was a Jewish person, but he became a tax collector. He worked for the Roman government. And because of his occupation, and you know, we don't like the IRS very much. When we hear that, we think about, well, you know, we've got to pay them and so forth. But here was a man named Zacchaeus. He worked for the IRS, we could say, but he worked for the Roman government. But he collected taxes not for the Jewish people that they could vote on and have a say on. He actually worked for the Roman government. They had no right to say how it was spent. It was taxation without representation, without their voice being heard, and so forth. So everybody despised this man. They questioned this man. But Jesus Christ loved him. Jesus Christ had compassion upon him. Now, somehow Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus Christ, about His love, about His miracles, about the things that He had done. And he had heard that he was passing through his town. And he was a short person, the Bible says. Harry and I can understand that. He was a short person, but he wanted to physically see Jesus Christ. There was a big crowd around. And he physically wanted to see Him. He probably didn't want to hear what He had to say necessarily, but he wanted to see Him because he was a famous person. So he climbed up in a sycamore tree. kind of discreetly to get up there and see what he could see. And lo and behold, he not only saw Jesus, but Jesus kept walking, and he walked right to that sycamore tree where Zacchaeus was. Now, as I said, Zacchaeus was an unpopular person. People didn't like to be around him, didn't want to associate with him. They despised him. He worked for the Roman government. He took their taxes away from them. He took their property sometimes without remorse. But here was Jesus that had a different attitude. He had compassion. He had love for him. And he said, Zacchaeus, come down, because today I'm going to dine with you. Today I'm going to dine with you. And he went home with him, and that was a big step to associate with somebody like this, because Jewish people didn't want to associate with him because of his occupation. But he said, Jesus said, I want to have dinner with you. I want to talk to you about your soul, basically, was what he was talking about, the spiritual things. And while there, he heard the message of Jesus. He sensed the love of Jesus. He sensed the power of Jesus. He invited, no doubt, Jesus Christ into his heart, and it made a drastic change in his life. He became thankful for what he had, and he became generous with other people. And the thing that he said that we know about the change in his life, he said this. He said, Lord, if I've taken anybody's money, if I've cheated them, if I've taken too much, he said, I'm going to restore unto them fourfold. He was thankful, and he was very generous indeed. Now, as we look around today, God has blessed us, as I said a moment ago, in so many ways. He's blessed us by sending his Son, Jesus Christ. God didn't have to do that, but he loved us so much, he wanted us to spend eternity with him. He knew the only thing that could be done for our salvation was to send his Son to die on the cross and take our place and suffer the penalty that we deserve to suffer. He died that we might live. We ought to be thankful for that. We ought to be thankful that God has blessed us with so many material things. Jewel and I talk quite a bit now about, you know, we're basically wrapping up our lives at this point. And a retirement and so forth is just ahead for us. And I think about that. You know, I've ended up with more material things than I ever thought that I would have. Not that I'm rich by any means. But if I had thought 25 years ago that I would ever end up with the kind of house that I live in today, and it, you know, having it as my own, I would never have thought that I would have ended up that good. I've got far more than I was raised with, and the situation I was raised in was an improvement over what my mother had when she was a girl. So God has been very good to us. God has blessed us. God has blessed us spiritually. God has blessed us physically. God has blessed us financially. And for all that God has done for us, we need to be thankful to him. Do you really appreciate God's blessings today? Are you mindful of them? Let's bow our heads right now and just pray silently to yourself. Think about your blessings. Tell God how grateful you are. Tell him how much you love him. Thank him for sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins, that you have forgiveness, that you have a home in heaven laid up for you. Thank him for your family, your friends, your church. Thankful that we live in the country that we live in, and I know that we've got many problems, but we've got many blessings too. God blessed Israel, and God has blessed the United States of America. Let's don't ever forget that. We live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth, probably that's ever existed. We have more freedoms. We need to thank God for his blessings. Are you thankful today? Let's just praise God, and let's just say together, thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Would you say that with me? Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. God bless you.